When I was 9 years old, I had no idea of what I'd become in life, or even if I would be able to see myself in the future. My mind couldn't think past the age of 9. My way of thinking was just from one day to the next. And sometimes I didn't think about nothing, because there was nothing for me to think about. I had nothing to do. My mother disowned me in her own mind. So I was just a 9-year-old little boy with dead, meaningless, and nothingness thoughts that murdered my childhood development due to lack of love and no motherly care. And I was disconnected from the family unit. I had no family support. And the only words that I could remember to express how I was feeling at the time was, "Fuck you. And I don't give a fuck about nothing." Let me say that real slow so you motherfuckers can hear me. And the only words that I could remember as a 9-year-old little boy to express how I was feeling at that time was, "Fuck you. And I don't give a fuck about nothing." So the personality of Tricky overthrew the young childhood boy of Kenneth Jerome Williams. You see, Tricky could handle the street life. Tricky knew how to deal with the motherfucking streets. And Kenneth Jerome Williams did not know how to survive in the streets. So it was Tricky who shut him down. Tricky shut Kenneth down. So today, Kenneth Jerome Williams is looking into the mirror of his life and going back and forth with his inner self, and finds himself speaking to Tricky, who has no respect for no one and nothing in life. But still, Kenneth somehow has the full attention of Tricky. And Tricky realizes that he has no more control and no more power over Kenneth Tricky Williams. Kenneth has made the change for the better, and he wants to keep Tricky in check. And the only way to do that is to expose Tricky and to expose his ways of error and make Tricky understand that now he must subject under the authority and the power of Kenneth Jerome Williams. It was the saving faith and the saving grace of God that has pulled Kenneth Jerome Williams from the life of darkness and shined the bright, marvelous light of his righteousness in his Son, Jesus the Christ, upon Kenneth Jerome Williams. Now, I find myself talking about salvation to so many from my generation who are lost and without hope, that I might say the right words that open up their thinking, that they too might realize the goodness that life offers to those who choose life over death. This is what I would say to someone who is lost and in darkness.
Oh, she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And oh, if she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Lord, let me tell all you fellas that I know you won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And oh, it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. And every now and then you have to tell her, "Honey, I love you. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you for them sentimental reasons." Tell her, "I hope you do believe me. never knew my heart. Can't you understand that I love you, I love you, honey, I love you, I love you, and you alone, you were meant for me. Tell her, darling, give your loving heart to me. Tell me we'll never, 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 never part. And also you have to tell her, darling, you send me. You send me. Tell her you, baby, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. I know that you thrill me, darling. Oh, you thrill me. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean it. That works. You thrill me. Honest you do. And oh yeah. But look, oh, tell her at first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Till now I find myself wanting. I want to marry you and take you home. I know. But oh, whenever I'm with you, I know when I'm near you, you send me. Honest you do.